comes to talking sports.
Yeah, Bill and Daly used to win the title back in the day. Yeah.
No one gets the listener.
What language was that?
Like Zillak and Bertrand.
I'm not sure.
On the Sports Hub.
Left point now, McCann. Center point done. Pope checked. Here's Bergeron. Now Marchand, two on one, short handed over the line, left side. Marchand to Bergeron. Shoots. He scores! A short handed snipe for the captain. Bruins 4, Kraken 3.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in Bruins captain Patrice Bergeron ahead of Pucks and Paddles happening on March 7th starting at 3 p.m. at the House of Blues Boston. You've got to get to bostonbruins.com/ping pong to bid on your favorite Bruins player, and Patrice is a big part of it. Patrice Bergeron, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Yeah, do you miss coming on this show? Like, we used to have you back on like 20 years ago, and then we had Torrey Krug. The Derek Forbert interviews have been interesting.
Yeah.
We don't have him on anymore, but it's good to have you back on, bud.
Thank you. Good to be back. Yeah, it's been a while. You're right.
It's been a long time.
Are you prepared to play ping pong less than 2 weeks from now? And by the way, you're speaking to a former champion. I won Pucks and Paddles in 2019. Yeah. I won the trophy with my partner. I beat Matt Grizzlick in the final. I had to go look this up because I couldn't remember. So, unfortunately, I can't be there this year. But are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think it's great to be back hosting this event. I think it's a fun time for the whole team to help raise money for a good cause. And, you know, it benefits the Bruins Foundation, but also the Special Olympics. And, I think it's a great chance to interact with the fans, and it's always seems like it's a an event that we all enjoy.
Patrice, we try and get inside the numbers here, so I'm looking at some of the bids on some of the players. David Krejci seems to be leading the way, $3,150. That's the highest bid right now. Some have theorized it's because they think it's his last year. he came back for one more year. You are currently at $1,500. Do you think that is in part because you will be returning to play for the Bruins again next year?
Good question. I don't even have the answer to that yet. I'm really focusing on the now and what we can accomplish as a team this year.
But I think you could go back to a year ago at this time. How do you personally feel, you know, physically another year into it? And did you foresee this type of year you guys are having sort of coming together like a year ago?
Yeah, no, I feel good. It's been, to be honest with you, did I foresee that? Probably not. Not the way that we're with the record that we have, but I knew we were going to have a good team in the summer. I was talking to David Krejci, and obviously him coming back has a big impact on us doing well and giving us depth at the forward position, obviously. So, I knew we had a great team. I think more than what people thought, and I felt like people were kind of cutting themselves short a little bit, and especially with the injuries that started the year. But that being said, I was really confident in our team, and that's why I wanted to be a part of it. And it's been, as I said many times, it's a special group, and it's been a lot of fun.
What was your reaction and the team's reaction to the news yesterday of a trade being made ahead of the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, it's always sad to see a friend and a teammate like Craig Smith leaving. Wishing him all the best in Washington. But on the other side, you're obviously excited to have two great players, guys that kind of fix a need, but also give us depth at the on the left side defensively with Orlov and the way that he plays. He's won before, but also lots of experience and skills and defends well. Hathaway, he's really hard to play against. He's a guy that is kind of the perfect playoff style player and really is going to give us, he's just going to help us. He's just, one of those guys that you hate to play against, but you love to have in your team.
It's hard for us to see, Patrice, because you guys are playing so well this season, but other than the departure of Craig Smith, what do these two guys fix, or what need is filled by having them here?
I think it's just that, you know, obviously that, you know, the, I think first of all, the, you know, Hathaway, it solidifies our fourth line and also by being gritty and, you know, they're already playing great hockey. So you had those guys and it's, I think it's just a great addition. You know, as I said before, I think for us, we were having a great year. We have a good team, but like you want to add, you never know what can happen in playoffs. You don't want to have injuries, but you know, sometimes it happens, especially in the long playoff and, you know, we want to go all the way. So it's 2.5 months of pure grind. So there's things that happen during the course of that and it gives us depth and gives us options for sure. So they're just great additions, great player. And we're excited to have them.
We're talking with Patrice Bergeron, the fourth annual Pucks and Paddles happening March 7th to benefit Special Olympics Massachusetts. BostonBruins.com/ping pong is where you go for more on that. But let's talk about something more important than anything we've discussed to this point, and that is your head coach's choice in music. He's told us that Summer of 69 is a real important song to him right now in this team. Can you confirm that report from him?
Uh-oh.
We think we lost him.
That's the question that ended the interview. He's like,
come
on. Nope. We were told not to ask about that song. You with us?
There he is.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Woo.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, you got us?
We got you.
Yeah. No, we've been asked. That's the song that he enjoys, I guess. That's brings back some memories for him, but also talking about the best days of his life. You know, that's what some of the lyrics, part of that song. And you know, he was talking about us as a group and that, you know, he's been really enjoying coaching us, I guess.
So you think this is a banger then? Like, it's better than Gloria, right? That thing was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for many reasons.
Well, the story is that Montgomery, when he got the job, the first player that he spoke to was you, that he reached out to you to talk to you to make sure you were coming back. Had he maybe thrown out there at the time that this song was going to be his song of choice, would you have given him some counsel on that?
No, I mean, I don't judge, so, you know, it doesn't matter to me.
Hey, DeBrusque, how happy are you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
For him as a player, considering, you know, the way, you know, his career started, you know, asking to be traded, didn't get traded, and we know the situation he's in right now, but as far as his ability to help you guys here.
Yeah, no, we knew all along, you know, the potential and what he can bring to a team, and I think it's great to see the growth and him, you know, putting in the work to get better. And you know, I know it was a hard, tough year for him last year, and you know, we had those conversations that the accountability piece was not going to change for us as far as like being part of this team. You know, it's the same for everyone, and no matter what. And he understood that, and he put in the work last year. And even though you know, there was those trade rumors and whatnot, so and I thought we supported him during that time, and right now he's really. Everything's paying off, I guess. You know, he's turned things around, and he's playing great, and he's, he's a big part of our offense.
Patrice, Brad said this week, Brad Marchand said that this team does not care about the record for wins or record for points. If either of those two things happen, will you spend any time acknowledging them? I know that what he said this week is that you guys don't really care. You're far more focused on getting to the very end.
Yeah, no, I think he's right. You know, it's right now we're focusing on the process and our details and growing our game and making sure we're prepping for the long run, right, for the playoffs. So it's the most important part, and that's what you can do with the regular season is to use it to to better prepare yourself to you know, so that there's no surprises when playoffs come. So, yeah, I guess we're just going to take it a week at a time and go from there. We're really not, and he's right, we're not focusing on that.
You know, offensively, you guys have played so well, and it seems like you're playing really open and fast right now. Does that process change, or is it part of the process to maybe focus a little more defensively as you get closer to the playoffs? Because things do seem to tighten up, and goals do come at a premium come playoff time.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And I think as the season goes along, that's what you're going to see. You know, the teams that we're going to face are fighting for their lives. Some of them are trying to get into a playoff spot. So you're going to get a little bit more of playoff-style hockey. And, again, going back to the preparation, I think it's great for us to play those type of games. And there's always thing you need to work on as a team, right? And I think we're very aware of that, and we don't take anything for granted. So there is definitely some areas that we know we can be better, and we're going to try to fix that.
How you played with some special players over the course of your career. How important is it for David Pastrnak to be a Bruin long-term here?
Yeah, I think you just said it. He's a special player. I think he's a game breaker, right? By the way that he can just make something happen out of nothing. You think about his goal last night. I think that's a perfect example there. A lot of guys would have shot from the outside or maybe curled back or not attacked the defenseman like he did. You know, he has that special talent that he can do that. So yeah, I mean, obviously you'd like him to be a Bruin for a long time.
Yeah, you guys have scored a lot of good looking goals this year. Oh, that's for sure.
I agree.
What do you expect in terms of your minutes and your playing time as we get closer to the playoffs? Because you're one of the guys that you can't afford to be without, and have them getting the most out of minutes and everything else wise come playoff time. Do you think anything is going to change as you get closer to the postseason in terms of the amount that you're playing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to play it by ear, depending on how where we're at, how I feel, you know, who we're, you know, what the schedule looks like as well. You know, there's lots of hockey, I guess, in March and late March. So, yeah, we're going to have those discussions. And I guess for now, I haven't really had them, so I'm not sure what to expect. But, you know, I feel good. I feel fine. And I'm looking forward to keep having a good road trip right now.
Patrice, appreciate the time and you checking in from the West Coast in the middle of this trip. And we're looking forward to you once again hosting 4th Annual Pucks and Paddles for a Great Cause coming up on March 7th.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
See you, Patrice.
Patrice Bergeron on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Again, Pucks and Paddles, March 7th at House of Blues. You could grab a VIP ticket right now. You could be a part of the autograph session. You could get Patrice Bergeron's autograph. Just got to go to bostonbruins.com/pingpong. But right now, through February 28th, that's four more days, you can bid to play with your favorite Bruins. You could bid to play with Bob Sweeney or Tuukka Rask, Fred Tutcher, Rich Schoenlein, Hardy. You could become a champion like I once was.
Oh, athletic Fred looks.
A champion ping pong player. Look at Krug, how young he looks.
I'm serious. You know, I was at the last one a couple of years ago, and the availability of these players at this thing.
I was just going to say, in terms of a Boston, like professional Boston sporting event where you get to meet the players, this is it.
They work the room.
Everything else pales in comparison. And some teams don't do anything like this.
I don't know how they'll do it this time. I can just tell you how it was done last time.
Right.
They were like, you know what? Everyone wants their stuff signed and wants to say, let's just get it out of the way. Here, the VIP, get your VIP ticket.
Boom.
Line it up. Right. Let's go. We'll sign everything for you.
Fantastic.
Bring it through. So get your VIP ticket right now at bostonbruins.com/pingpong. Again, all benefits the Special Olympics Massachusetts. And our thanks to Patrice Bergeron for calling in today.
Had that one security guy give me the stink eye there. League guy. Remember
that
guy?
That guy was an
earpiece
issue.
In.
It was an issue.
He kept talking in his sleeve. I'm like, I see what you're doing. I'm like, what? Whoa.
tried to
try to
throw.
I went to say
a problem.
I went to say hi to the gentleman we just spoke with because he used to do our show, and it's one of the few guys I know on the team. Not know, but if I see him, say, hey, Patricio.
You know each
I went
other.
To seek him out, yes. And the guy's like, you got to back up. Whoa, okay. I'm causing no incidents here. Yeah. But they have good security there. Like, don't think you're going to start anything.
So wishes he had that security.
How was the food?
I don't think we had food. There was no food.
I don't think we did that.
They probably had it upstairs in the VIP part. I
didn't
go up there.
Gotcha.
Jesus, Walk.
That's a shock.
Yeah. That's coming up.
Beetle, defend his title.
March 7th. That's just less than a couple of weeks away. All right. We'll get to headlines. We'll get to more on that Heim Bloom story. Something he revealed in the story.
Yeah, we're not doing the headlines here.
What did I say? Did I say headlines?
Yeah.
I keep in my mind it's top of the hour. Well,
we will get to
feels like it's bottom headlines.
Eventually. Okay.
What's the matter? Did we get that Patriots behind the scenes thing happen yet?
It's on the Twitter.
All right. We'll go check that out, and then we'll also get to more on that Heim Bloom story and more of your calls on Finish Strong Friday, brought to you by 128.
Sula and Bertrand, middays on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.